we're running a video contest because we get tons of questions from the public on how to get those benefits and services, like you were saying, like Medicare, how to find a job, how to apply for government grants and loans. And we wanted to ask the public to help us answer those questions in really short, succinct how-to videos that make the steps very clear.
Okay, and so these would be then posted at the websites or YouTube. What do you plan to do with those videos once you get them?
Sure, we plan to post them across our channel, so on our blog, through our Facebook, and yes, on our websites as well.
Now, it sounds to me like a lot of these services are difficult to show in a video, because if you're applying for benefits now with most agencies, you do it online and you click here and click there. What can be shown in a video, or do you just animate what's going on a website?
Sure. Well, there's lots of different ways. For many services, you can absolutely apply online, and videos that show the process, that break it down, those would be fantastic. But for lots of agencies, you know, you can still do things in person or on over the phone as well. So we just want to make sure the videos kind of touch on everything. And if the video animates the online process and breaks it down very simply, that's a successful video in our opinion.
All right. We're speaking with Jessica Milsetich. She's the social media strategist at the General Services Administration. And so I'm betting you're using social media to get the word out to people who would make the videos.
Absolutely. We've posted about it on our blog. We've, of course, been sharing it through our Facebook and Twitter channels. We're also doing a lot of outreach to websites that are dedicated just to online video contests. So filmmakers go to these sites because they know different agencies, different organizations will post their contests there. So we're definitely trying to reach people through social media.
So you might get Martin Scorsese or, you know, one of those big shots, or you just might get somebody with their own camera.
Absolutely.
Now tell us about the prize. There's several prizes you're giving out.
There are five categories for this contest, and each one, it has a $1,000 prize attached to it. Now, the same person can enter multiple categories and then be eligible to win more than one prize. So theoretically, the same person could win all five of the prizes and win the $5,000 total amount that we're giving away.
Do you have any ideas yet about what is the toughest thing to figure out in the federal government? Any things you'd particularly like to get videos about?
Well, we looked at the questions that get asked most often, and those were the five categories that we then used for this contest. So things like getting the government grant or loan, how to find a job, those things seem to be what really resonate with the public right now, and that's what we really wanted to present as part of this contest.
Okay, so how to get a job, how to get a grant.
Yes.
What are the other three?
Sure, how to get a Social Security card.
Really?
How to check the status of a tax refund, and how to change your address with all the government agencies if you move.
Wow. You used to be able to just send a card to the Postal Service, but I guess that doesn't really tell everybody, huh?
I see, right. That gives you the Postal Service, but there's lots of other agencies you might need to change your information with as well.
So this is the second year you've had this contest, right?
This is our second video contest. We did another one last year. It was a different contest. We were asking people then to create a public service advertisement for USA.gov.
And how did that work out for you?
That contest went really well. We got several great videos, and our winner ended up being a dad from Tennessee who got his family and friends involved and created this kind of funny song about how to get government benefits and services in his community, even though he didn't live in the D.C. area.
Now, who's going to be judging the videos?
We have a panel of judges that work on USA.gov that deal with answering questions from the public every day. So they're real experts on what the public is asking and what they need in an answer. So I think they'll be able to judge our videos really well to see if they meet that standard.
Now, if some of these videos show kind of a step-by-step process, will somebody follow the video to make sure what they're telling people really works?
Yes. Our judges are going to make sure that all the information presented in the video is correct and that it does get you to the end result that you want.
So other than accuracy, what are some of the main criteria for a good video that you'll be looking for?
Accuracy is obviously the most important. We want to be sure we're putting out good information. But we're also looking for creativity, entertainment value. We don't want a video that's going to bore people. We want people to be entertained throughout the whole thing so that they're learning what they need to do while still, well, kind of in a fun way.
Okay, and just give us some of the details. What's the deadline for submitting a video? Tell us how long the videos can be at maximum.
The deadline is October 28th, so people have just about a month left, and the videos can be 30 to 90 seconds, and they can find all the rules and information on the specifics of what's involved at faq.challenge.gov.